It is a very good morning to Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. How are you, Jaden?
Pretty good, thank you, Dave. Good morning.
It is a beautiful morning. Always a beautiful morning. Look, Alec Baldwin is back in the news.
Yeah, not a beautiful morning for him, it must be said. Facing yet another lawsuit that's been filed over that shooting incident on the set of Rust. Going back 4 weeks ago today, and of course there's already one lawsuit at play there. We talked about that last week from the chief lighting technician who is suing him and the producers of that movie. But yesterday morning, the script supervisor, the lady who actually called 911 after the shooting took place, filed a civil lawsuit suing Alec Baldwin and the other producers of the film. Without really going into all the nitty-gritty detail of the actual claim, she's very much pointing all of the blame or putting all of the blame on Alec Baldwin himself, claiming that he played Russian roulette with safety protocols on the set and claiming that she has suffered physical and emotional injuries as a result of that particular incident taking place, which, as I said, is now the subject of two different civil lawsuits, and criminal charges are still very much on the table as well. So suffice to say, there's still a lot to play out in this case, and I think it's going to get very, very ugly.
I was going to say, a very, very sad news story there that just keeps on giving and not in a good way.
No, indeed. And, you know, we can pretty much assume now that this movie will never, ever continue to get made. It will never, ever see the light of day, which for all people involved with it prior to this particular incident taking place is, for all intensive purposes, a tragedy because it would have been a movie. But now that's not going to happen, and probably for the right reasons too.
Now look, Meghan Markle in the news.
Yeah, so she's doing this cutesy little interview with Ellen that's going to air in the US morning. Of course, the Ellen Show is no longer seen here in Australia after a whole range of incidents, and including low ratings as a result of the scandals that she's faced recently. But look, you know, this interview, it's all a bit of a puff piece. She's not going to be dropping any bombs or anything like that, like she did in her interview with Oprah. That's not Ellen's style. But look, Meghan, as she would be expected to do, she's sharing various tales of her life as an actress auditioning for TV roles and the like, and detailing her life with Prince Harry before they officially sort of started their royal life together, including what's been described as a wild night out at a post-apocalyptic Halloween party. Have a listen to Meghan Markle speaking with Ellen DeGeneres.
And then, of course, the rest was history. Everyone went nuts over it then.
That's right, yeah, you know, and earth-shattering stuff, isn't it, with that particular comment there. Boy, she went out on the town with her future husband or the person she'd spend the rest of her life with, and his relatives. Not exactly groundbreaking stuff, but look, that's pretty much the extent of the comments that you'll get in that interview with Ellen DeGeneres.
Makes sense. And Britney Spears back in the news again.
Yeah, well, it looks like she's going to sit down with Oprah talking about talk show hosts. It looks like it's going to happen. I mean, she hasn't actually fully confirmed it yet, but I think you can take it to the bank. And since that news came through over the weekend that her conservatorship had ended, she's basically just enjoying the things in life that we seem to take for granted each and every day. But look, as I've said across the course of the week, professionally, she could very well, very easily land some big money endorsement deals or TV gigs if she does choose to go down that particular path. But on Wednesday, she actually said that she wants to be seen as an advocate for other people in a similar situation, not as a victim. So maybe there might be some public speaking or some humanitarian work in there as well. But look, Dave, for the first time in almost 14 years, she can now actually decide what she wants to do with the rest of her life herself.
That is true. That is such a sad, sad story when you look back at the last 14 plus years. It's not just the 14 years, but even before that, just a sad news, sad story when it comes to Britney Spears.
Oh, indeed. I can't even begin to imagine what she might have been through, and now as well sort of readjusting or adjusting to a completely different life out in the public domain. You know, it'll be a massive, massive adjustment for her. So hopefully everything goes well and according to plan, and she stays healthy and stays well. And look, we'll watch with interest to see exactly what she does in the months and the years going forward.